If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-azam ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules related to prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Let's talk about the rules of the prayer, but this first question. This is somehow a question that might pop up and crosses everybody's mind, especially our, female department, I mean women. And do women have to cover their feet during prayers?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Well, it's not necessary, according to Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, for ladies and girls and women, yes, to cover their feet, as long as there is no non-mahram man to see them.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is a man, a stranger, who may see the woman praying and her feet are not covered, then it will be because of the stranger necessary for her to cover her mm-hmm. feet.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's not necessary.
When we mean feet, we mean from the ankle down, right?
Yeah, from the ankle down.
Yes.
Yes, not the legs.
Yes, of course. Okay, how about chins? Are chins part of the face that should be covered?
Well, the bottom of the chin, which is not considered to be chin, actually, mm-hmm. must be covered while praying.
The bottom of the chin?
The bottom
where do you mean?
Area. At that part of the chin, which is considered to be part of the face, and which is not usually, covered when a woman is observing hijab, it's not necessary for a woman to cover. Because a slight part, a portion of that chin, under the part beneath the below the chin,
mm-hmm.
is not necessary to be covered, according to Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei.
But the neck should be covered. But
obviously, the neck has to be covered, and there's no doubt about it, because a woman has to cover all parts of her body except her feet and hands up to the wrists, mm-hmm. wrists and the face. And as a portion of the chin, and the bottom, the part below the chin, can also is not necessary to be covered, as far as I can read from the book of His Eminence regarding prayers.
Mm-hmm. And one good thing about, in fact, the Muslim countries, some of these Muslim countries, wear and dress in a kind of veil that covers their body from top to toe, right?
Yeah.
And that makes it much easier for the women, in fact, to perform prayers, I guess.
You're right. You're right. Because that's actually a kind of veil which is all covering.
Yes.
It covers the woman from top to bottom.
Yes.
And of course, the chin is covered, even the nose and the face is covered.
Yes.
So that's a perfect hijab,
Mm-hmm.
But, Islam does not want to impose that kind of hijab on a woman. Women have the freedom to mm-hmm. choose whether to wear that kind of veil which covers the face,
yes,
or not to wear it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Chabit. I have a lot of questions, but
sure.
We have to actually postpone it to the next part of our program. Stay with us. We'll be back.
لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Law on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, and the host of this program, Islamic Law on IRIB English Radio, and our dear beloved Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker here. We are talking about the rules about prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, is it obligatory to cover one's body and observe the hijab and veil in recommended acts and prayers?
Clothing is a necessary part and a necessary requirement of the prayers, mm-hmm. whether they are obligatory or recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it is necessary for both men and women to cover themselves properly,
yes.
and to observe the required code of clothing. Especially women have to cover themselves properly. They have to cover themselves in the same way as they cover themselves during wajib prayer, during obligatory prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no difference between a mustahab mm-hmm. and a wajib prayer when it comes to covering and clothing and of course, wearing the hijab.
Mm-hmm. I see. But when we are talking about hijab, normally people think of it as something like a guard against non-mahram, you know?
Sure, yeah.
But a question arises here. If, for example, a woman happens to be in a bathroom, right?
Yeah.
And she wears no clothes, no dress, obviously, in the bathroom, right? And she can't even afford the time, in fact, to do so mm-hmm. When the time of the prayer, in fact, is passing, probably.
Yes.
All right. So can she perform the prayer without any kind of clothes in the bathroom, for example, because there is no time for her actually to get out of the bathroom and perform the prayer?
You're right. You know, some people are under the impression that, okay, in a room or in a bathroom where there is no one, of course, one should have the freedom to offer his or her prayer in any manner mm-hmm. He or she wants. And you gave the example of a woman being in a bathroom. Of course, it is absolutely forbidden for a woman to wear prayers without clothes on, you know.
Yes.
She must cover herself, and she even if there is no one, if she is in a room without anyone seeing her, she must cover her hair and her head and neck, and if even a few strands of her hair are visible, and she knows that those strands of hair are out of the scarf, she must quickly cover them during prayers, you know. So let alone her body, her neck, her legs, you know. So it is necessary for a woman to cover her body fully. Mm-hmm. And the same is the case with men, okay, with men. They should cover their private parts even if there are no other people around him to see him.
I see. Sheikh Javid, if a person knows that his clothes or their clothes are impure, for example, okay,
mm-hmm.
But they forget that their clothes are impure, but so after forgetting this, maybe they offer the prayers, in fact, with that impure clothes,
mm-hmm.
all right? So are their prayers, in fact, valid in that case, wearing impure clothes?
Well, you just said that the person knew beforehand that his
yes.
his clothes at least is impure.
Yes,
and so he offered his prayers without knowing that without remembering that mm-hmm. that the clothes is impure. Of course, in this case, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei is of the view that his prayer is void. He cannot continue praying with that cloth because he knew beforehand that the cloth was impure, so mm-hmm. That the prayer is void, and he has to repeat the same prayer again.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh
Javid.
That was the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun La ilaha illa hum ghaffarun jameelun wahhabun latifun tawwabun samiun basir الظاهر والباطن
إِلَّا هُوَ